And for me, it's very, very personal, because when I was landscaping on a full-time basis, I would come home at lunchtime. I would come home at dinner time with a little boy who was then one or two, and he'd dada, 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 and he would tackle me. Now, given his height, where did he tackle me? Right here. I was caked from the knee down by what I'd been spraying. When my son was three, he was diagnosed with ADHD. I didn't want to believe it. I just thought he was a little high-strung. I've had three different doctors tell me it's the worst case of ADHD that they've ever seen in their entire lives. And one doctor sat me down, one of his doctors, and said, because my daughter doesn't have that, and he said, well, let's talk about you and household exposures. What were you doing at the time of conception? And I said, well, isn't that rather obvious? And he said, no, wise guy. He said, what were you doing for a job? And so that was like a kick right here, right? And I was like, I did the math. Late April, early May of 1992, when my son was conceived, that was the peak dandelion spraying season. And for the next 2 years of his life, until I quit using the stuff myself, I would come home, we'd roll around, we'd wrestle, I'd feed him dinner, I'd bathe him to put him to bed, and only then would I take off my clothes and take a shower. So for me, when I see studies like this, it just motivates me even more, because I know the issues that we've gone through with my son. These days, my son, they say, how you doing? I say, he's not in jail today. His doctor said if he doesn't take the ADHD medication, he's going to self-medicate with marijuana. I guarantee it. And I didn't want to believe that either. He hid it from me for years, and he medicated with marijuana. He's been caught twice. He's gone to jail twice for a month each time. Kills me. Absolutely kills me each time. So that's my honest, true confession reality. Now, did I make my son sick? Did I give him ADHD? I don't know. But I sure as heck hate thinking that I might have, and I sure as heck hate thinking that other people might make their kids sick without knowing better. I want you to know that in Ohio last spring, with a middle school in session, the lawn chemical company came to the school. The windows were open at the school. The lawn chemical company did not do anything illegal, but they applied the weed killer to all the sports fields around the school with the windows open, and the breeze was blowing right toward the school that morning. Out of 600 students, 47 of them were taken to the hospital. Now, what does that tell you? They weren't doing anything wrong. They didn't put down too much. It tells you that every Saturday morning and Sunday morning, and whenever the stuff's put down, and maybe they don't do it, you don't do it at your house, but your neighbors do, and the stuff is wafting toward your house and wafting into your windows, and at dinner time your kid says, or your grandchild says, Mommy, Daddy, I've got a tummy ache, I've got a headache. Or maybe they get diarrhea. And you just think they came down with a cold or flu. Was it the lawn chemicals? I don't know. But we know from study after study after study that this stuff is really, really bad.